You know, who's not
stressful?
Working?
It's not stressful.
Who can work, you know,
that's why you don't have any hair on your
yeah.
head.
Yeah. And I was gone before I had stress.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.
All right, here we are. It's episode 47 of Charter New Haven Pizza Show. It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski. We're on location once again in Milford, Connecticut, here at Jimmy's of Beats, one of my favorite spots. I live here in Milford, and Danielle and Jimmy are joining us. Thanks so much for having us today,
guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So excited for this episode, Frank. Look, we already dove into the pizzas that they brought out.
Look at this char, baby. Nice bubbles.
Awesome.
You gotta like the bubbles.
We got the homemade sausage going on. So we want to start off with kind of like the history. We love talking about the history of these places. You know, there's so many family-owned pizza places in Connecticut, especially in this area. So can you give us a backstory of how Jimmy started?
Well, I started making pizzas in 1977, and I started at Zuppardi's in West Haven.
Mm-hmm. Where's that?
I was there from 77 until 2000, and then I went on my own, and we opened up here down the street. In 2001, it was just a takeout. And I just had a lot of people say, you know, we love coming from West Haven, but by the time we get home, pizza's cold. So we moved in here in 2007.
Nice. So you've been here ever since in this building?
Yes.
Awesome.
This used to be an old Dairy Queen, right?
Dairy Queen. It was a lot of things. And a matter of fact, when I first opened up, a lot of people said, this place is jinxed. You know,
oh, boy.
But we're doing okay.
I mean, you guys have been an institution. I've lived in Milford for 30 years, and you know, a lot of what we do, we actually do the takeout, and then we go down to Gulf Beach and mm-hmm. eat it down there. And we certainly have been here a couple of times, but yeah, you guys have been on our radar for a while for a lot of reasons. One of the things that I think, and you guys probably know, you guys are really good to the community, which is a big thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, living here in Milford, and you know, there's so many things that happen within Milford with the community. You guys give back a lot. So has that been a thing that you've always been passionate about since
you
started?
I think since day one.
Yeah.
You just do things for the community, and there's always they give back to you, and you give back to them. And I think that's very important for any establishment. It doesn't even have to be a restaurant. I mean, I've always said these people are coming in, spending their hard-earned money in something that I make, where the options today are just so many now. So you never forget that, that they're spending their money here. And so we do a lot for, especially the schools. We do a lot for the schools. And matter of fact, we have something tonight too for one of the schools.
Nice.
And we just, at the end of the day, I don't even count what we did. I just make a checkout for them.
That's awesome.
You know, we've been doing that for a long time though.
It means so much, and we always say it about like the pizza industry in general. I feel like there's a lot of caring people who own these pizza places, and pizza itself is, you know, everyone usually likes it, and you can share it with people, and it's just great to give back like that.
Absolutely.
And people might remember, you were talking about the building itself, and people might remember it from back in the day, but you recently just renovated it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it was time. It was, like I said, we moved here 2007, and I redid the whole place, but after a while, it just... You need a new face, and that's what we did. So we closed. Took a little bit longer than we thought, about 3 months?
Yeah. 3 months.
Three months.
Wow.
But as it came out beautiful, so everything's fine.
Yeah, having seen it before, because I always say that I love the old school feel of some of these pizza places, and you guys definitely had it. But when you renovated it, at first, when I saw that it was being renovated, I was like, oh, is it going to take away from some of the, you know, feel of that old school pizzeria? But it really enhanced it. It made it so much better. Did you feel that, Danielle, like when customers started coming in? When you reopened?
I think people were shocked. I don't think they expected. I think they expected takeout to be different. I don't think they were really expecting the dining room. But I mean, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback. People seem to really love it.
Yeah. And, you know, we're sitting here with the Beatles right behind us.
Yes.
And if anyone has ever been here and dined in, the menu's got a lot of Beatles references.
Yeah.
Does that come from you?
That's me. Yeah, I've been a Beatles fan my entire life.
I love
that.
So,
I bring stuff in, and we used to have a lot more, but I calmed it down a little bit, but people still come in, and I have the music off now, but right now in the back, the Beatles are on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so when we're all done, your music will be popped on.
because I remember that when I came in one time, it was after the renovations with my family, and I saw the Beatles stuff, and I was like, yeah, it's so cool that it's Beatles here. I'm like, I wish I come kind of craving listening to some Beatles, and then I started hearing it coming from back there, and I was like, that's what I need. Yeah,
yeah, I listen to it all the time. The kids in back are like, again. I'm like, yes, again.
You got to teach them.
Teach them too. Absolutely, I do.
So Danielle, tell us a little bit about your background. I know you've got two names, which I really like. One's the church lady and one's the pizza lady.
Yeah. So when I'm not here, I'm working over at St. Mary, so I do truly know everybody in this town. But as far as my pizza background, I was the original Jimmy's girl. Anyone that follows our social media knows.
Oh, it's Jimmy's girl, not Jimmy's the pizza girl. Okay, sorry.
Everybody that works here, that's what you're automatically, when we bring you into the family, that's what you are. You're a Jimmy's girl. So I was the original back in 2001, my senior year of high school.
Wow.
The OG.
Nice.
Like I was saying to you guys before, I mean, to look back now, you know, all 25 years later, I mean, a Friday night, it was me, Jimmy, and my mother doing a Friday night.
Yeah.
Now we'd die on a Friday night, just the three of us. I can't even do the phones anymore.
Yeah, the weekends. I was just going to say, the weekends must be insane between takeout and then the dine-in, too, because I feel like now that the renovations happen, people love coming in.
Yep, love coming in, and it's just we have loyal customers.
Yeah.
They're just so loyal. We have some people 2, 3, 4 times a week.
Wow.
And they're just great people.
And I'm sure you have some from the beginning, right?
Oh, I have people that come in. My first pizza was sometime late 1977, and I still have people that come in. And I tell the kids in back, I've been making his pizza for 48 years. They're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, 48.
Now, have you always kind of stuck to the same, you know, recipe
or
style?
Yeah. Because I guess distributors are distributors, and they come in and they try this and try that. And I'm like, listen, man, after all these years, I ain't changing.
Right. If it's not broken, don't fix it.
The moots. I'm not changing the tomatoes. I'm not changing the flour. It ain't going to happen. But I get it. They have a job to do and they're going to come in and try, but it's just not happening.
Do you try out like new pizzas though, like new toppings and stuff like that?
Yeah, you experiment. Like I said, when I first started, we probably had maybe 10 things on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, as you expand, you know, there's some things like I never thought 48 years ago I'd be putting pineapple on a pizza. Or ham on a pizza.
That's it.
Isn't there a
pineapple on a pizza?
Yeah, and people
like it.
That's
a polarizing one.
And to be honest with you, I've never tried it. It doesn't appeal to me, but if you know, even chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, 48 years ago, there was no chicken on a pizza. Barbecue chicken, buffalo chicken. It was unheard of.
A lot of places doing pickles. Have you done pickles?
We do that too.
I don't know if that's just a Connecticut thing.
We had an employee and her mom found this article. It was like when pickles were like all the rage. She finds an article, she sends it to me. Oh my God, you got to do it on a pizza. So we just, back when we had the chalkboard, we put our specials up on the chalkboard. We threw it up there one weekend and it just escalated.
Went crazy?
And we had to put it on the menu.
Wow. Yeah. Now, what's the cheese? Is it Moots on the pickle pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was trying to see like what cheese goes with the pickles.
Yeah. And we put pickles on, and then when it comes out, we sprinkle a little ranch dressing on it. And people love it. Hey, listen, if you like it, that's awesome.
So let's just talk about the bread and butter stuff. I don't want to talk about the pickles.
Frank's a traditional guy. Yeah.
So I assume, you know, your signatures are your mozzarella, the sausage and pepper.
Yeah.
You guys make the sausage in-house, right?
We make our sausage in-house. We make meatballs in-house. We do our own chicken. We do our own eggplant. It's just,
you grow the chickens or no?
Yeah, I wish I did. But, I mean, we do our own recipes for everything. Fresh peppers, fresh mushrooms. I don't like the skimp, you know, because people can tell. You can't, once you open an establishment up, you can't change. Because people, all they want is consistency.
Yeah.
That's, if it tastes the same every week, that's what they want.
So true.
And when I go out to eat, it doesn't have to be great. Just be consistent.
Right.
And that's all I ask, and that's all we do. It's consistent. You can come in 7 days a week, and it's going to taste the same. And that's what people want. They don't like change.
Same guys making the pies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Do you feel like, we talk about this a lot, too, on the show, that in the past couple of years, it feels like pizza has kind of exploded, especially in New Haven. You have, you know, the state doing a bunch of stuff with pizza.
Yeah.
Have you felt that as a business here, too?
I think so. I think, like I said, I don't want to sound old school, but it's changed over the years because now there's so many options.
Right.
That's why I said to you, I really still, I've never lost that people come in and spend their money. Because now, compared to years ago, there's so many more places to eat. Not just pizza places.
Right.
But I mean, yeah, it's just so many more places to eat. So I never lost that. You know, I really appreciate, and I try to give that to Danielle and I give it to my son. Don't ever underestimate people. Appreciate that they come in.
Yeah.
That they spend their money when they have just so many more options.
That loyalty, yeah. It's to a place that they've been going to for years.
Yeah, it's so important, loyalty. And like I said, you know, people like to come in. I get the same guys in back. We talk sports. We talk rock and roll. And they like that.
Nice.
They like that. They just, you know, some places you go in, you don't talk to anybody, and you're out where I'm in back, man. Get ready.
They must have liked the, we talked about the customers, but the employees must have really appreciated the renovation too.
They liked a few months off too. They didn't mind that. That was nice for them.
But they probably lost a couple pounds.
Yeah, they would come in and look at it and say, oh my God, this is going to be awesome. And me, I was a little anxious. I'm like, let's get going. I'm going to open. Yeah. But you want to do it right.
Right.
So it took probably a month more than we expected. Yeah. Probably a month more. But
worth in the long run.
Yeah, you just say okay, and then when we open, anxiety was gone, and okay,
yeah,
we're good.
Nice.
And you have a patio out there too, right?
We have a patio out there that's open, you know, 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, usually like May to like the end of September.
Yeah, and it's when it's nice out, even though it's a busy road, people like that, sitting outside hearing the cars go by. Yeah. You know, we'll get some people who order going back and order takeout and said, I'm going to sit outside and have a beer. So yeah, they sit outside and have a beer, and it's kind of soothing hearing the cars go by. And
oh, yeah.
People
great.
Watch. We get a lot of people walk by, they walk the road. So people like that. Just sit outside, have a beer, a glass of wine, and just watch people.
And you have the overhang here.
The overhang.
Too.
Yeah, so the overhang. Yeah, I just took the cover off. Yeah. Unless it's really colder. But you know, you can sit out there even if it's raining out. And it's even nicer. You hear the rain going, and people like that.
Yeah, yeah. Danielle, when I walked in, we were talking about how Dave Portnoy came here for the review. I know we always talk about this in these episodes of places that he's been to because people want to know, like, what happened? Like, what was the story behind it? Did you know he was coming? Was it a surprise?
No, I mean, total surprise. He calls, doesn't give Dave as a name, yep, gives a random name, just comes in, small moots, kind of in and out. Nobody, you know, we weren't here. I'm getting a text message. Oh my God, check the camera. Look who is here. You know, my stepbrother, one of his friends, the wife happened to be driving by, sees him outside.
Oh, really?
She's snapping pictures from her car window. And it would just, everything happened so fast. I called the girl that was working. I'm like, did you go upstairs? Did you grab a sweatshirt, a t-shirt, something? Give him anything? And I mean, he was gone before anything.
In and out, right.
In and out.
I remember that when it posted, because I was like, Milford, like he was in Milford. And then and then it was that day where it was sunny out and it started raining.
Yeah.
So that made it kind of memorable. And a great score, 8-1.
A great score.
I was, the only thing I get upset with him about, I'm not a huge fan of his, but he
like
does
Frank, yep.
Yeah, he is what he is, and he's got a great following.
Kevin's a fan, big fanboy.
But he,
I'm from Boston, so I grew up following him, and then as a pizza guy, you know, I'm just
got a secret
into the
crush
reviews.
On
the only thing that upset me is he likes his pie well done.
Right.
So I've always said he should order like that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know who he is. So I made the pie, and I just cooked it normal.
Yeah.
And he gave us a good score, but if I had made it the way he liked it, well done, I said that we would have gotten 8.3, 8.4, 8.5. I know we would have.
Yeah.
But I just cooked it normal.
Yeah.
But he likes it well done, so order it well done.
Right.
No one knows who he is.
Right.
So that's my only feeling with
him. But the 8.1, like for him, like usually doesn't go above 8s unless it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like he said, if you see the video, you know, I really like this style of pizza. And he said, when you see a beach, you know, it's...
Yep.
You know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, great for business. I mean, that video posted. I do our social media and my phone.
Boom.
Yeah, for that alone,
I had to shut my phone off that night between the dings from Facebook, Instagram, and then just people that I know texting me, calling me, did you see it? Oh, my God, it was
crazy. For like the local buzz, too.
Yes.
You know, people just talking around town.
Yep.
And it was good he mentioned slices, too, because we do slices.
Yeah.
And he said not a lot of places do that. So as soon as people heard that, too, our slice kind of took off, too. So, and they still do.
That's another thing ever since I've been coming here that I realized with the slices. And you have, like, a deal with it, too, right?
I've kept it at $5, two slices
and
a can of soda. And that's another thing I've always thought of. This. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there with not a lot of money. Mm. And I always said I want to be able to – people come in for $5 and get lunch.
Yeah.
And I've never tried to rip people off. And I've always said, we're keeping it at $5. I want people who don't have a lot of money to be able to come and afford and have a nice lunch, yeah. Two slices and a can of soda or a bottle of water. And I just kept it at that.
It's incredible. I mean, it's so nice that you do that because, you know, I know you mentioned it in the review, but it is true. A lot of these places just do the full pies.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You can't just run in and get something
quick. No, I remember when we first opened up 2001, two slices and a soda was $3.
Oh, boy.
So in 25 years, I've only gone up $2 yeah, on it.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I wanted to keep it cheap for people who just don't have a lot of money.
And you guys, you do things other than pizza too, right?
Go ahead, Danielle.
We have, apps. We have salads. We have pasta, huge pasta dishes, subs. We have a full catering menu.
Wow, so the catering too. So there's a lot happening. We talked about the weekends being busy. But.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we just got a big order for, I think, Saturday. Yeah, a lot of catering.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then day before Thanksgiving's crazy.
Oh,
most
really?
Pizza place. Yeah, because everybody's cooking for the next day. So That's a big day. And then holiday time. We always say the kids are home from college.
Yep.
So a lot of them come. Oh, I just got home. I didn't even go home yet. I had to pick a pie up and then I go home.
Fun.
We get that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, all the time. And then summertime, there's a lot of New Yorkers. They got a lot of money.
Right.
They rent houses along the water. So we got a lot of New York numbers, New York license plates, New Jersey license plates.
Yeah, they're driving through.
And and I say it, I hear it all the time. Oh, we came here. We haven't even gone to the house yet. So it's really, it's nice to hear stuff like that.
Yeah.
That you really impact people's lives with food.
Oh, yeah. Especially pizza.
Yeah. And it's just amazing. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
We say it all the time on the show. You don't stay in business, in the pizza business in Connecticut, if you don't have good pizza.
No.
And you don't have good service and you're not
right,
a personable person.
No.
It just doesn't happen.
No. Especially, like I said, now there's so many of them.
Yeah.
So many of them. And, we just keep it even. And we just keep on doing what we do. And I come to work and open the door. And I always said, if they come and they come. If they don't. But they usually do. Knock on. So they do.
Yeah. You mentioned the night before Thanksgiving. Are there other days throughout the year? I'm guessing Super Bowl.
Halloween.
Crazy.
That's usually the one, if not the busiest day of the year, it's one of them.
Really?
You got, yeah. Because everybody, they take the kids out and they either feed them before or after.
Yep.
I think we had a 2.5 hour wait.
Yeah. I mean, people were calling Halloween was a Friday. People started calling Tuesday, Wednesday to put in timed orders.
Because they knew.
Pick up.
And it just amazes me. I say it all the time. I don't know if I'd wait for anything for 2.5 hours.
Right.
Even my pizza. I don't know if I would. I'm I'll go the next day. But
right.
People wait. They're loyal. And it's just fascinating.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I guess if you order it ahead of time and you go do the trick-or-treating and then two hours, come back.
Yeah, or they feed the kids either before or afterwards.
Before.
So
yeah.
And then we get a lot of parents don't like to take their kids out anymore, so we get Halloween parties.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll order 5, 6, 7 large at a time. So
yep.
It's a hectic night, but it's a good night. And like I said, we're feeding people, and that's the most important thing. That's awesome.
Probably Fridays during Lent, too, are probably.
Fridays, yeah.
Friday
but it's
nights,
not,
yeah.
Again, I don't want to sound old, but it's not like years ago. Years ago, when we used to get our list, it was mootzes, onions, peppers, anchovy. Now, the new generation, meatball, sausage, bacon, doesn't matter anymore.
My millennial friends.
Yes. Yeah. And that's another thing that's changed over the years. But, younger kids don't care. So, which is fine.
Kevin just liked mozzarella. That's it. Well,
else. You get this wrong every time. My thing is, if I try a new place, if I'm going to a new place, I get a mousse.
Absolutely.
I get a cheese, just to see the baseline.
Absolutely.
If they screw that up, then I know that.
Like I said, if that's no good, they can put gold on top and it's not going to be good.
So I got invited to his 40th birthday party last year or the year before, and I met all his closest friends. They told me the same thing. He only has mousse. That's it.
At a new place. Because if a place has, because I eat the sausage, it's delicious. Like if a place has a specialty pie or something they're known for, I'll try that. Yeah, I'm open to trying whatever pizzas.
He's come a long way.
Yeah.
Last couple
Well, when
years.
I go, I try to different places when I go to different states.
Yeah.
And I'll just get a mousse.
Yeah.
Because I want to taste it. And unfortunately, 9 times out of 10, they're just awful. And I usually, what I do when I go away, I ask locals. Where's a nice family business? Where can I go and get a good pizza?
Yeah.
And they'll tell me and I'll go and I'm like, ugh. But this is what they know.
Yeah, you're comparing it to
and you can't.
Pizza around
you
here.
Can't compare it to Connecticut and you just can't.
One of the worst places I've ever had pizza has been the Cape. Mm. And we used to go there a lot. And the Cape, for me, no
problem. Yeah.
Yeah, my parents live up there too, and it is true. It's hard to find good pizza there because it's a lot of like summer shack type places.
Yeah,
there's not like a lot of good pizzerias.
No,
you know?
No. I've been to Chicago. There was one place I liked, but the locals told me where to go, and I went. And I'm like, I waited 45 minutes for it with the deep dish,
and it was like a cake.
Thank God the beer was good because the, the pizza was awful. And I, you know, Cleveland, I tried, was bad. Florida, even though Florida. I just recently went to see my brother, and it's gotten better. Hmm. People from the north are moving down.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
And they're trying, and it's 20 years ago, you couldn't get anything. But my brother, he just went to one near his house, and he said it's actually not that bad at all. So I
think. Who do you go to? You know, you remember?
I don't remember the place. He lives in Venice, and I don't remember the name of the place. And it was, I think, wood fired or coal. Okay. And I think that's one of the good things that people from the north are moving down, and they're perfecting it. And so I think it's getting better. Like I said, 20 years ago, you couldn't get a good pizza down in Florida. Where now, even my buddies, I have a friend who lives down there. He goes, I found a place, New Haven style, and it's really pretty good.
Yeah, so places that, or people that snowbird down there, or, you know, are used to going down, you know, who are from up here. That makes sense if they're opening a place.
Yeah, and it's nice that it's expanding and people are, people don't know what good pizza is or finding out what it is.
Nice.
So I think that's really good.
And that's where we always kind of take it for granted here. We have so many great places in Connecticut. Yeah. Pizza is just incredible.
We're spoiled. Between that and I say seafood, we're spoiled. Because you go to Florida and you get seafood and you're in trouble. But up here, we're lucky. We got a lot of good places. Meat, you know, a lot of good steak places and stuff. So we're fortunate. We, you know, and of course, seafood is awesome.
And you mentioned when you started out, it was only a couple of you at the restaurant. How many employees do you have now?
I think we have almost 30.
Really? 30? Wow.
We have almost 30. And we have, I mean, I have to shout out, we have a wonderful staff.
Yeah. Every time I've come here, everyone's so happy and they're just, you can feel the vibe when you walk in.
It's the Beatles music.
Right. It actually probably is. Whether it be the dining room or the takeout.
Yeah.
You know, even when they bring it out to your car or you walk in and they're always just happy.
Yeah.
To be
there. That's something I've told the kids. I said, you come in a bad mood, don't bring it to work. You know, if your boyfriend pissed you off or something, don't bring it to work. You know, just be nice. I tell the kids, if you're working like 4 to 9, I said, listen, no matter how your life is, give me 5 good hours. That's all I want from you.
Yeah.
When you walk out the door, you can be whatever you want, but give me 5 hours.
That's fair.
It's not asking for a lot.
No.
Be nice. People are nice to you, you know, and then that's all I ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have really loyal customers. We have really loyal employees.
Yeah.
I mean, one of our girls, she's been with us since she was 15. She's going to be 31.
Wow, that's incredible.
The kids that, you know, they start working for us in high school, they go off to college. You know, I'm getting text messages November 1st. Okay, I'll be home for Thanksgiving break. I'm going to be home for Christmas break. Put me on the schedule.
That's
I want to come back.
And then summertime.
Yeah, it's a great summer job. I was just going to say.
Yeah, that's why we get a lot of people. Are you hiring? Are you hiring? No, because I got all the girls who are in college. They're coming back and they want their job back for the summer. So that's the one downfall. I can't really hire anybody because they all want to come back.
Is there a lot of family members that work with you or not so much? Like, is there cousins or, you know, or is it just mostly like outside hires?
No, I mean, there is family. Yeah. You know, one of our cousins works for us. My daughter works for us.
Oh, nice. So it is. Yeah, I like that.
But again, everyone's been here for so long. You know, we always say, oh, the Jimmy's family. Like, we're not kidding. That's
right.
What it's like.
Yeah.
We're all like one big family.
Yeah.
Maybe not happy all the time. Maybe not getting along all the time.
Is,
but that's
right?
How family is. And that's really how we are down here.
And I think it comes through with something like pizza. You know, the work you put into it, you know, how you, you know, present yourself as a restaurant, as employees, like it comes through in how the food is made too.
Absolutely.
At any restaurant, but
any restaurant, you know, people
too.
You know, I don't blame people. They come in, get the pizza and they go home, but they have no clue what went into it.
Right.
You know, getting here 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, doing the prep. And I get it. It's like when I go out to a restaurant, I don't think about
right.
They prepped this, they did this. They were here 5 hours before I got here.
Right.
But that's, you know, that's what you have to do. Restaurant business is not for anybody. It's tough. You know, you're on your feet all day, stressful. You know, who's not
stressful?
Working?
It's not stressful.
Who can work? You know,
that's why you don't have any hair on your head.
And I was gone before I had stress.
So, Jimmy, how many years you've been doing this?
77, I started. Yeah.
How many more years do you think you got left?
I actually slowed down with Danielle and my son taking over. So I've downshifted. Yeah, because I was in my 60s and still doing 70 hours a week.
Oof.
Wow.
And I've always said when my body tells me it's kind of time, and the body started giving me a few hints. So I talked to my son and I said, you know, these are the hours I want. So I'm working when I want to work now. And it, you know, if I'm off and he needs somebody, he calls me and I can come in because I live 5 minutes from here.
Nice.
So yeah, it was time to slow down. And I, you know, I missed a lot with my kids. You know, my oldest daughter was a dancer. My son played ball. My youngest one was my smart one. And she got a lot of awards and I missed that. So I have grandkids now. So I go to my granddaughter's basketball game, my granddaughter's soccer games. So I don't want to miss that anymore.
You live a little bit.
Yeah. I'm finally. Because I didn't have a life for a long, long time. But that's what the restaurant business is.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't have it. So I've slowed down, and I'm doing what I want to do now. So
nice.
Finally.
That's great.
Finally,
that's great, though. And then, you know, before we wrap up, so your address here, it's New Haven Ave, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if people haven't been here before and they want to seek it out in Milford.
New Haven,
is that what it is, 315? Yeah.
I just looked at the sign.
Cheating a little bit. 315 New Haven Ave. It's so easy to get to. Like you said, if you're just passing through, you're coming through Connecticut,
it's off
95.
It's right off the highway. Yeah. It's a piece of cake.
And as far as like social media, I know you mentioned it earlier, you're on Instagram.
We're on Instagram and Facebook.
Nice. Yep. Awesome. So people can find it there. Jimmy's the Beats. And yeah, if you're ever in the neighborhood of Milford, I'm here all the time. But if you're passing through, definitely come check out Jimmy's. And Frank, you got anything before we
wrap
up? You
guys are open 7 days a week, right?
7 days a week.
Generally speaking, 1 to 9, 1 to 10-ish.
Kinda. 11 to 8, Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9, Sunday, 12 to 8.
Wow. Nice.
You guys are lazy around here.
I don't want to work.
A lot of hours. And we're going to eat the rest of these pies once we wrap up. So that is it for today. Jimmy's the Beats. Thank you guys, Danielle and Jimmy, for having us.
Thank you.
And remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
Charred.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.